You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca.
Thank you.
That is how you start a prog album of epic proportions. An atmospheric and symphonic introduction with narrative context, leading immediately into the big bang of grandioso riffs and anthemic, powerful vocal lines with underlying atonal harmony. Lonely Robot has masterfully formulated this musical epicness for his newly released second album, The Big Dream. The album starts with prologue Deep Sleep, followed smoothly by Awakenings. Within prologue Deep Sleep, we hear the first of many narrative vocal lines throughout the album by Alan Watts, a mid-20th century British philosopher who proposed theoretical statements on the subjects of dreaming and sleeping, upon which Lonely Robot shaped The Big Dream's conceptual context around. As promised from the previous SMK show, I proudly return to Luyos Mary Carroll, or Luyos MC for short, from Guelph. Entrancing experimental music using primarily Kulintang ensemble instruments, heartbeat rhythms of words, electronic soundscapes. Let me first throw this question out there. What is Kulintang? For its contemporary definition, Kulintang is a centuries-old cultural form of traditional instrumental music created upon a percussive idiophone consisting of a row of small, horizontally laid gongs that function melodically and accompanied by an ensemble of larger, suspended gongs and drums. Kulintang originates from regions in the eastern Malay archipelago in Southeast Asia. This includes southern Philippines, from which Luyos MC has stated to be a daughter of the post-colonial state of the Philippines diaspora. She is helping to preserve the Kulintang arts culture by composing instrumental works using Kulintang ensemble instruments, with words, dance, and melodic lines of southern Philippines. Luyos MC also uses Kulintang to advocate for several different issues, including the revival and understanding of traditional Philippines roots, struggles against cultural amnesia, ecocide, the suffering of non-human animals, and many other forms of injustice. The piece I would like to share today is based on the first of these issues through the fusion of electronica. This is another piece by Carl M. Carroll, the collaboration of Luyos MC with Carl Skeen. It is called Binalig Sinulog Effusion, Para sa Boaby Version. Its Bandcamp description: Carl M. Carroll performing excerpts and rearrangements of pre-colonial Philippines Maguindanaon songs, Binalig and Sinulog, on the Kulintang, interwoven with minimal techno. Thank you. We have two more Canadian bands that I have neglected for a while. Is that the proper word? Maybe. In any case, here they are. And with a special sub-theme that goes nicely with our summer-influenced show, Bodies of Water. We just finished listening to the Blue Mountains instrumental prog band Art Griffin's Sound Chaser and their short piece, To the Oceans, from their debut 2016 album, Visions from the Present. The second band is the four-piece Guelph Brampton post-rock sovereign nation, Enigmatist. I would like to inform you, good sentries, that Enigmatist will participate in Rock the Coliseum, which, founded in 2006, has been an annual, all-age, free music festival in Mississauga that celebrates and supports all genres of independent Canadian music? Wait a minute, I live in Mississauga, why have I not heard of this festival before? Anyway, this year, Rock the Coliseum will take place on Friday, August 11th, and Saturday, August 12th, in the Celebration Amphitheater attached to Mississauga's City Hall, free admission. Enigmatist will be playing on the Saturday, but I would encourage anyone in the area and beyond to attend both days. Help support Canadian talent. Coming back to SMK now, off their debut album, Face Club, on Five Deadly Records, we will listen to their extended track, Great Barrier Reefer. What a clever, simple extension there. You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. That was Amplifier and their song, Cosmos, Grooves of Triumph, from their newly released sixth album, Trippin' with Dr. Faustus, through Raw Cosmos, the independent English music label that is led by Amplifier's lead vocalist, guitarist, Sel Balamir. I have the special edition media book CD for this album that includes a humanized comic book styled story within the attached media book. On Amplifier's Bandcamp page, this is the description for the media book. Once again, we ask you to indulge our ridiculous artwork fantasies. This year, we explore the Magnum Satan backstory. Any relationship in actual life is probably predetermined. It seems quite sinister when comparing it to Cosmos' Grooves of Triumph, an uplifting psychedelic rocker. Speaking of physically formatted music, I have finally gotten a chance to listen to my vinyl copy of Bent Knee's Land Animal, their new album, on Inside Out Sony Music, and I am impressed. Today, I would like to feature Bent Knee's third single from Land Animal, called Time Deer. The singles from Land Animal, which include the title track and Terror Bird, are accompanied by music videos by various people. For Time Deer, it is Japanese artist Riki Nikabaru, who directed and animated the film, and provided this description as posted on Bent Knee's website. The story centers around a deer that travels through time, trying to find the cause of humanity's problems in the modern world. In my take, just as the deer finds the cause of all strife, the world starts to cleanse itself. The deer becomes a receptacle of all living things, and it morphs to become a brand new being that encompasses all life forms.
Drag you along Thank you.
Everything Now is Arcade Fire's new album, released this past Friday on Columbia Records. The Montreal indie art rock band has put out various singles to coincide with this new release, including the latter song, Creature Comfort, the second single to Everything Now. The former piece was Minotaur by the Hungarian instrumental experimental prog rock band Ghost Toast. It comes from their newest album, Out of This World, on Inverse Records, available on Ghost Toast's Bandcamp page digitally, and now a 4-panel digipack CD. Our last song today features an anthema, and this time I will be playing off this British alternative progressive rock band's new stellar album, The Optimist, released on K-Scope. I have only been acquainted with Anathema's musical output since Distant Satellites, but apparently The Optimist is a concept album centered on a narrative of the character from the band's cover artwork to their 2001 album, A Fine Day to Exit. the optimist picks up from where A Fine Day to Exit leaves off. The character leaving the Silver Strand Beach in San Diego, California, in a car. The car being featured on the covers to both albums. One of the strongest tracks on The Optimist, and the first that I heard from Anathema's new album, is called Springfield, which we will conclude today's observations with. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show's Facebook page at SMK Radio Program. Until next we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond. Thank you.